It's been quite a while since we talked to you last. What are the new developments in the near-death world? There must have been quite some numbers since we last spoke. Experiments are ongoing. The experiences are ongoing. What's new?
I think that the thing that's come out in recent years because of changes in our population has been the rise of a tidal wave, really, of these empathic death experiences, experiences where the people standing beside the bed say that they have the same experience that we know of now as the near-death experience.
That's a new one to me. How common is it?
Art, I think that these probably now are just as common as near-death experiences, maybe even more so. The first one I heard was in 1972 from one of my own professors of medicine who said that her mother collapsed and had a cardiac arrest right in front of her, and she vigorously tried to resuscitate her mother, and her mother did pass away. But she said from her experience, she, as her mother died, she actually got out of her own body, looked down, saw her own body standing beside her mother's now deceased body, trying to resuscitate it. To use her exact words, "I was trying to get my bearings," she said, and looked around, saw her own mother, again to use her word, now in spirit form, there beside her, said her goodbyes to her mother, saw her mother's spirit recede off into the distance toward this light, saw relatives and friends, some of them she recognized as friends of her mother's who had died. Others she didn't know, but she surmised they had been friends or relatives of her mother's who had died before she was even born, and saw them all, after this reunion, be sort of drawn back into this aperture, as she said, a bright light beaming from it. She said as this aperture closed, it closed like the lens of a camera does, spiraling down. And then she found herself there beside the body of her now deceased mother. I think probably in 1972 those were quite rare. When I went to medical school in 72, the practice we all fell into, because this is what everybody did, was that when the patient was dying, the doctors and nurses would come in and we would sort of usher the family out under the theory that this would be too overwhelming for them.
Of course.
Nowadays, in the intervening 30 years, it's changed entirely, and it's much more common that the doctors and nurses make themselves scarce
and the family
encourage the family to be there.
Okay.
And that, coupled together with the fact that the baby boomers are now losing their parents in huge numbers,
that's right,
and are there at the bedside when this happens, I think it's bringing around a tidal wave of these things.
Okay, that's a good answer. But just if you want to guess for me, you're welcome to guess. Mm-hmm. What does this suggest about the nature of the event itself? In other words, is it a local event that perhaps has some sort of field or some sort of area of influence that goes beyond the immediate area of the person dying?
Maybe so, maybe so. And, you know, I mean, having been there at the bedside of a lot of patients as they passed away, and including now quite a number of my own relatives, definitely there is a sense in which something very extraordinary and even indescribable goes on. It does feel like some sort of opening takes place. And you know, once in a while, things happen at the bedside of a dying person that just really they don't make a bit of sense. For example, time after time you see cases where patients are terminally ill, they're just withering away, they lapse into obtundation, they become unconscious. Looks like everyone standing around just assumes that they'll never see Grandma again, and yet the breathing and the heartbeat goes on, sometimes for days on end. Everybody assumes that they'll never have any conscious contact with this person again.
Right.
And then everybody's just kind of waiting for their heart to stop beating. And suddenly, Grandma sits up in the bed. If you have seen this, and I'm sure a lot of listeners have actually seen this, you will know what I'm talking about when I say they seem more alive than alive. It's absolutely uncanny.
I have heard over the years of this moment of absolute lucidity just before death. Is that's what you're talking about?
Yes. It even has a name. It's called fey, F-E-Y. If you look up in the dictionary, it's a state of heightened awareness that portends imminent death. And they call their relatives together. They can even give a message to everybody standing around the bedside.
Is there any physiological explanation for this?
Not that I know of. I mean, you know, it's easy for people to say, oh, there's a sudden surge of adrenaline and the neurotransmitters and all, but the question is, how do we know? I mean, it's I think that people are so threatened by this in a way that they're naturally drawn to throw some sort of explanation at it. As I said, I don't know. I'm just, to me, one thing that's so curious about this, and again, I'm sure that lots and lots of people who work in hospices and with the terminally ill will know exactly what I'm talking about this, that it seems that they almost light up.